V3DZP, WB2KAO, here on Gary.
I'm as round as a circle.
Good evening.
KC2KOO. Hello, Dave. Dave, Jeff was looking for you. Let's see if Jeff is still here. Jeff, you still here? KC2ELI. Dave, when you get a chance, hit up Jeff, KEQELI. He's starting at NewbieNet, and you had said something about you could possibly put out a plug for it or something like that, Dave.
I'll catch up with him. I'll see if he's on QRZ. I just stepped out here for a little bit. Now I'm waiting on a call back. I've got some problems, a power hit. Waiting on a call back. Got a guy troubleshooting the other end and go from there. But big enhancement on the bands with the storms here. At least at Batavia, I was sitting here listening to a station out of Rochester, and the station disappeared, and another format came over it, and Rochester's locked out, and listening to an FM out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, and actually overtaking Rochester here on the FM broadcast band.
Yeah, the MUF is up to the FM broadcast band, huh? Gary, I hear 6 meters has been wild, Gary.
Oh, good evening, Dave. I didn't even bother turning the radio on until just now. I listened to the W1AW code practice for the 35-30, and then I went outside to be fixed and a few other things. And I just came in here, and the computer said it had an update and wanted to reboot, so I just finished rebooting it, and then my other software that I use for the movie, there's a 365 that has re-updated, so I still take a listen up on 60 what happened. Glenn normally is all over me telling me that the computer is home, but I haven't heard from him that he went in the hospital with those kidney stones, so I don't know if he's out or what the score is.
Yeah, I know you said you haven't heard anything from him. And by the way, Jeff did say that he has a good email over on QRZ.
Very good. Good evening, Gary. And very good. Yeah, I'll look that up, Emmy. And actually, I did have something for you. After you're done with Gary, do you mind if I give you a quick call, just a quick question?
Sure. Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to Gary. Call me on the on the shack line, the 865-6152 line 8.
Fine. You catch up with Gary, and I'll just give you a call when you got it just squared.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we had 24 check-ins, Gary, on the RagTuneNet. I gave you a call this morning at 7:45, but you were elsewhere, and Cheryl's sister's flight got canceled from here to Detroit because of weather issues. So she's back here at the house, Gary, and I imagine she'll be able to get out tomorrow morning.
Oh, was that flying out of Buffalo?
No, flying from Rochester to Detroit and Detroit to Seattle.
I didn't even know. I've never heard Rochester's airport even mentioned for some reason or other. Like, Hazard is not a municipal airport, but not that they normally comes into it. It's a local stuff. Oh, is that a good-sized airport then in Rochester?
Oh, yeah. The Greater Rochester International Airport. I guess they call it international because they have flights to Toronto and to Montreal.
Well, good show. I did not know. Well, if you want to carry on with that conversation real quick, clear up with Jeff, and then we'll do the quiz if you wish.
Well, Jeff isn't here, apparently. Let's just see. KE2ELI, are you here, Jeff? No, he's not. Dave's going to reach out to him. Bring up the quiz. I think Brent might be hanging around here. Brent, are you here? KE2HE?
Okay, Dave is here.
Oh, there you go. I thought you had already gone for dinner, so I didn't know. All right, well, Lou's here, and I don't know, Dave, he's listening along, and we'll do the quiz, and then Dave can give me a call on the phone here. He wants to ask you something offline. So go ahead, Gary. I'm all ready here.
Okay, you had to be curious. I just brought up 6 meters to see what was going on the FDA thing, and I see my nemesis, E3 Delta Zulu Jury, over there across the canal on me. He's booming away, and then one other NJ0F LMG to the disco. I guess I must have missed any opening that might have been there. All right, I'll say good evening to Lou and anyone else here, and I got quiz up. So here comes the first question, I guess. The Morse code wave produced by a spark transmitter where A, continuous wave, damp wave, CW, amplitude modulated waves, AM, or phase modulated waves, PM.
Oh, boy. That's spark gap. That's pretty nasty. I've keyed the spark transmitter at the Wireless Museum. You can smell the ozone. Quite an experience, actually. I'm going to go with DE Delta.
Correct answer is D. They're damp wave, EW.
Well, I sure as hell did not know that. Go ahead.
But you knew it wasn't TW anyway, so that only left a couple others. Next time, DW, not DW. All right, how fast do radio waves travel in a vacuum? 300,000 kilometers per hour, 186,000 kilometers per second, 186,000 miles per hour, or 300,000 kilometers per second?
I think the answer is D, Delta.
And that is correct. In the movie Phenomenon, it's like a loop in a movie. What was the make and model of the HF rig that was used? A Kenwood GS550SAT, an ICOM IC775, a Yaesu FT990, or a Tentec Argonaut?
I'm going with C, Charlie, the Yaesu FT990. It was a nice radio, too.
And that is correct, and we acknowledge the fact that Mr. Pistone is on frequency, too. Hang in there, Glenn. We'll get to you. We're going to finish the quiz, and then we'll find out about your exploit. All right, next question. The transistor was invented by Bell Laboratories. Which man was not a member of the design team? William Shockley, Claude E. Shannon, John Braden, or Walter A. Brayton, B-R-A-T-T-A-I-N, Brayton.
I don't know how anybody would possibly know that. I have no idea. I'll guess D, Delta.
Well, but what do you guess for lottery tickets? I thought you would have got it. Anyways, it was Claude Shannon.
Well, I might remember it when it comes back around again.
All right, I hope you do. The BC-454 radio is known as what line? A, the command set, the helicrafters, the airline, or the broadcast carrier set?
I'm going to go with the command set, A, Alpha.
Command set is correct. The late Noel Eaton was president of the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, from 1974 to 1982. What was his call sign? VE3 Charlie Juliet, W3 Charlie Juliet, G3 Charlie Juliet, or W1 November Echo?
I'm going with A, VE3CJ, Victor Echo 3 Charlie Juliet.
I met Noel many times. He was part of the Eaton family, the big place like Sears and that Eaton, but they went belly up. All right, moving on. The annual Dayton Hamvention is held in what state? Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, or Pennsylvania?
Well, we know that's C, Ohio.
Correct. Who invented the Super Heterodyne receiver? Edwin Armstrong? What does Guatemala Morris help? The new name, Waldo Morris. Lee DeForest or John Fleming?
It's either DeForest. I'm going to go with DeForest, C, Charlie.
With Mr. Armstrong.
Okay, so not only did he develop FM, but the Superhead as well. All right. Okay.
The FCC document called PRB, Pop-Up Radio Button 1, may preempt which one of the following? A, local government and antenna zoning rules. B, homeowners association rules governing antennas. C, deeds and restrictions rules of governing antennas. Or D, Part 97 regulating on RF and ERP.
PRB1, I'm gonna go with B, Bravo.
A, local government antenna zoning rules.
Okay.
All right, here's the true and false for the last one. In 1956, a candidate for a novice license had to pass 5 word per minute Morse code test before being given the written test. True or false?
That is true.
I thought they might say it was false that they gave you the written test and then you had to do the CW test. All righty, there you go, 50%.
Yeah, they always administer the CW exam first. Very good. Well, let me say hello to Glenn and see how you're doing, Glenn, and then my friend Dave is going to call me here. So, Glenn, you survived, over.
I survived so far. It was a 12-millimeter, half-an-inch kidney stone. Got it all out. Still recovering, though, because when you have the stent in there, it makes you want to pee. It makes you want to pee every 10 minutes. No time less, no more. So anyway, I'm still trying to get over that. I'm just taking it easy. You know, I've had the rig on. I heard you guys zapping away, so I thought, well, I better jump in and say hello, and then I'm going to head upstairs.
Well, I know Gary was, we've all been thinking about you. Gary told me about the kidney stone, and I'm glad they took care of you. Gary, you go ahead and visit with Glenn a little bit, and I'm going to say good evening to you, and I'll catch you at some point tomorrow.
Okay, fine, Jeff. No problem. I just didn't understand why Glenn was down here when the Jays were playing, so I just ran up to the Major League Baseball webpage there, and Philly's beating up on the Jays 1-0 in the fifth. So there you go. All righty. Well, everybody, have a good night. I'll let you pull the plug then, Jeff.
I'll give you a call at 7:45 and see if you're around, and I'm planning on running the morning CWT on 40, so I'll catch you in the morning. I'll give you a shot, see if you're there. Glenn, good to hear you. WB2KAO, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, Dave, pop me a call.
This is the MY1US All-Star Note 420675 in Southdale.
KC2KOO, WB2KAO.
WB2KAO, KD2UBJ.
KD2UBJ, WB2KAO. Rich, good evening. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. Chugging along on 490. No way to avoid the rain. Boy, it came down pretty heavy. I slowed down to about 40 miles an hour for a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much thunder, but I guess there's been some pretty hard rain. I wasn't ignoring you. The phone rang here, and I was talking with Dave, KC2KOO. I heard you, but I just thought I'd get back to you, because I heard you, but I was tied up on the phone there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I just I didn't hear him come back on the radio, so I figured maybe he had shut it all off and forgot about it. But yeah, he did say something about calling you on the phone. I forgot about that. No problem. I just heard you on there. I thought I'd say hi. I haven't said hi in a while. And, we're just coming back from Attica, where my middle son lives. And and Suzanne got two right on the quiz, so I think I might have done about the same as well. I was going to try and get you, I tried to get you a couple of weeks ago on the CWT, and if I can remember and get down to the shack at 9 or so tomorrow morning, I'll see if I can find you again on there, 82UBJ.
Oh, that's great, yeah. I'm planning on running on 40. I usually run the morning on 40 and the afternoon on 20, so the morning is 9 to 10 and the afternoon is from 3 to 4. And Suzanne, a very good evening to you, W2SUZ, and outstanding. Well, that's great. Got a chance to get out to see the middle son there. He's not the barber, is he?
No, he's the guy that works at the Federal Detention Center, corrections at the Federal Detention Center. Suzanne had never been out to his place, but he bought the place and moved in late last year, moved in like right after Christmas, I think, and had been working on the place. It really is, it's not a fixer-upper. It's a very nice house. It's in good shape. But, you know, he's got things that you want to make it your own and stuff, so they've been just doing things like that, making some repairs that the previous owner just let go. But overall, it's a beautiful house, built in 1930, somewhere around 1930s, and it shows it. Original woodwork. Nobody painted the wood, which is nice, so they still have the woodwork around the doorways and the stairs and stuff. It's really nice. And a huge yard. A lot of hill to the yard, but it's they got level pathways that you can walk through. It's kind of a park-like setting, Suzanne, but it's nice having your own personal park. It was pretty nice. So we had a little cookout that we brought inside because of the rain, and some chit-chat, and had a good time. So WB2KAO, KD2BJ.
I'm doing good, Rich. WB2KAO. Well, looking forward to seeing you guys on the 20th. Looking forward to being at Barnard. Because HAM stands for having another meal, you will have a food vendor there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's all secured. And so the coffee and the food are separate. They're not the same vendor, but they're both going to be there. So the coffee person doesn't do food, and the food person doesn't like to do coffee. So whatever, it'll work out. So we've got them all squared away. I don't know if you talked to Jeff there, KE2ELI, I think that's his call sign. He might slip info on a little drama we had with porta potties. So I think that might be straightened out. I know Tim was working with a guy and trying to work with him, wasn't hearing back. And then apparently Jeff ran into him while he was camping last weekend. So hopefully we got it all, communications all tightened up, and porta potties will be there.
Well, that's good. That's pretty important, because I guess I guess we can't go inside,
right?
So,
yeah, that's good.
No, I didn't hear that. Jeff actually checked into the net, and he and Ron, W2ELS, are going to start their newbie net on the repeater Thursdays at 8:30. They're going to do a trial run on the 18th and for real on June 25th, which is Cheryl and my 35th wedding anniversary, actually. Cheryl's sister had been here since last Wednesday from Seattle, and she was supposed to leave out of here for Detroit at 5:48 this afternoon or this evening, and flight was canceled from Rochester to Detroit due to weather. So Cheryl went back down to the airport and got her, and I imagine she'll be able to get out of here tomorrow morning.
Yeah, probably. I looked at the weather forecast this afternoon, and I thought it was going to be kind of like this tomorrow, but maybe we're getting tomorrow right now, and it won't be so bad tomorrow, because I did look at it, and it looked like it was improving for tomorrow and Friday. But, you know, it's one of those jobs where you can be wrong most of the time and still have a job, you know?
Well, you know, baseball players and meteorologists, baseball player hits the ball one-third of the time, he's batting 333, right? If we were wrong two-thirds of the time, they would have walked us out on the first day, Rich.
You got that right. Yep. It's all good, though. It's all good. You're learning every day, right?
Yeah. Geez, I wonder if the Red Wings are playing. I'm gonna go upstairs here and turn that on here in a minute. But, very good, sir. Well, you guys have a good, safe ride the rest of the way home. It's good to hear you, and look forward to seeing being with everybody a week from Saturday. So there you go, 82UBJ, W2SUZ from WB2KAO, and too bad the sun, you know, it said it looked like a park. Too bad you couldn't do a POTA activation.
I know. I'm not sure if he's even close enough to the Erie Canal Way for that in Attica. It's up toward Batavia more, so yeah, I know it is. I know it's up there quite a ways north of Attica. He's too far away from it. And you give me about 30 seconds here, I can tell you if the stadium lights are turned on full bright. And yes, they are. The stadium lights are turned on full bright. Oh, I take that back. Nope, they're not. That was a different building I was looking at. So, I don't know, Tim. Looks like the rain got the better of them.
Yeah, I think so. This is the first game with Worcester, and they're already playing a doubleheader on Thursday to make up for a game that was rained out earlier in the season up in Worcester. looks like they're going to be playing a couple of doubleheaders in this series. They're home for 2 weeks, this week with Worcester and the following week with the Toledo Mudheads, the farm team of the Detroit Tigers. They're the Toledo Mudheads. I'm actually going to a couple of those games, a week from Wednesday and some matinee, and then a week from Friday I'm going to take Billy JPX for his birthday. He enjoys the post-game fireworks.
Yeah, I think there's another station coming in. So, Suzanne gave a little fist bump when you mentioned Toledo Mudheads. She's from Toledo. Well, she spent most of her high school time in Toledo. So she's a Toledo fan. And the stadium lights are on. I take it back. I was close enough. I was definitely looking at something else. But the lights are on. I doubt they're playing, though. It was raining pretty heavy there for a little bit. But, yeah, very good. I don't know the other station. I didn't catch a call or anything. But I do have one question for you, Tim, sometime. Who are the Bison's farm team for? Who's their current team, Buffalo Bison?
And that would be the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays. Go ahead, Chris, KC2FHT. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just wanted to mention that you probably will see me at one of those games there, young lady that I am, friends with, seeing, I don't know who we are, but whatever, gave us six tickets. So, six vouchers, whatever, there, so I'm going to definitely make some time there with my kiddos and head in, and probably the 19th would be one of them there. I'd get there before the day before the AmFest, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yeah, the day before the Ham Fest. And, Rich, this is Chris, KC2FHT, and a longtime friend of mine. He works over at the Monroe Institution, Monroe Community College, and communications and security and all like that. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, very good. KC2FHT, I believe it was. Nice to meet you. Like I said, the lights were on, but I don't really plan, and we got another half a mile down the road, and the road looks almost dry. I mean, you can tell it's dead rain here, but it's just not like it was sand and water about 2 miles ago. It's funny how that works out. Anyway, Tim, I'll let you go, and chat with Chris, or on to what you need to do, and I'll talk to you another time. This is WB2KO and KC2FHT, KD2UBJ, and W2SUZ. Good night, Senator, guys.
Yeah, good night, Rich, and good night, Suzanne. Great to hear from you. And Chris, all the best to you, sir. We'll look forward to it. I'll be in 116, I think, either 115 or 116, P3 and 4. 116 there. I think I'm in Jimmy's section there. The ESL ballpark's most friendly usher, Chris.
Oh, very good, very good. Yes, he got me six vouchers for the 100s section, so I don't know. It'll be up to the young man here. He's the expert in baseball and knows the best concept, but I was heavily surprised with the gift there, and, you know, he already wants to scarf up all six of them, but that's not going to happen either. He said he's going to take one. I don't know. Maybe I'll be nice and just buy him one.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. I know you'll come up and say hello. It'll be great. All righty, sir. I'm going to head upstairs. Take care, and we'll be in touch. KC2FHT, WB2KAO, and are you watching the Carolina Vegas game?
Oh, yeah. 2-0 Carolina. Let's hope they stay well in that direction. I was going to ask you, I was on Power City today. Is that group active at all, or is it pretty quiet?
It's fairly quiet. I talked with Tony over in France, F4WFH, and I talked with John, KE6YGM. I regularly talk to John out in Southern California. Do you have that radio handy? Do you want to try it now?
No, I was on my, I got my MMDDM at work. Maybe I'll try it tomorrow. Maybe I'll give you a shout tomorrow. Because it said on the screen that I was logged into that talk group, and I don't know, but we'll give it a shot. I was on, usually I'm on night one, which just drives me nuts, but it'll be nice to just hear some other people, especially local ones around. But we will definitely talk to you later on down, and I'm going to enjoy this game here with the boys. WB2KAO, KC2FHT.
That sounds good. Sounds good, Chris. And if you want to check it out, pop me a call on the cell, and we'll hop on there. And you ought to program in my talk group as well. The 312-097, 312-097. Maybe you did that. So when we test it, we can test Flower City, and then we can QSY over to my talk group, and we can check that out.
That's great. I got a zone with Flower City and with your talk group, and disconnect. That's what I got. I'll probably throw in some more. Yeah, and I joined Ra-Ra there, or whoever, and going to get my entry into the Ham Fest, and I threw my boy on there as an alternate there, because trying to get him into this hobby. So after he gets his EMT, he might start studying, but we'll definitely give you a call tomorrow. WBJAO, KC2FHT. Have a good night, Tim.
I expect to be around here most of the day, so... Yeah, no problem, my friend. Pop me a call on the cell, and when it's convenient for you, we'll go from there. WB2KAO, have a good night. KC2KOO, WB2KAO. WB2KAO.
WBX, you just said something up on your repeater, or are you calling out to say hi?
Hi, Ed. Yeah, stand by. stand by a second here, Mr. Ed. I want to show you something here.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
How's that, Ed?
That's pretty sweet, brother. Nice to have your own repeater.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a dual-band receiver here, and it's funny. We're on the Bristol and on your repeater all the time, and they both, because it's 9 o'clock, started speaking in like, not quite perfect harmony, but it was pretty funny. So where is your repeater getting all that data from?
It pulls it from the National Weather Service.
Is that part of the repeater... what, server system, or, you know, I've seen repeater radios, but is that part of the technology that's built into the repeater?
No, it is a radio. It's actually a Motorola CEM1250 and the Raspberry Pi running the ham VoIP software located out in Ogden and running on the Frontier fiber.
Got it. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I've messed around with some Raspberry Pis, and I've been messing with Linux and Ubuntu, I think is what you call it, and they're going to set up a Linux web server pretty soon on my Windows Hyper-V or virtualization system I got at home. I got plenty of horsepower for it. But that sounds kind of fun. In my neighborhood, I was considering setting up a TMRS repeater for all the kids. I've been talking to parents into, you know, getting their GMRS licenses and things like that, because trying to, like, hook them a little bit into the radio the easy way and then maybe ease them into their tech license.
We need youth. We need youth. We need young people to enter this hobby. That's definitely something to consider. It's a good idea. Ed, I'm gonna head upstairs, brother. Take care and have a good one. I'll put the Red Wing game on. See if they're playing. I don't know. We've had some rain in and out of here, but we'll see what goes on with that. KD2BBX, WB2KAO. Have a good evening, sir.
Thanks, Tim. You too. And I'll talk to you next time. KD2BBX, will be clear and listening.
KC2KOO, mobile.